Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, September 15th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the vote coming up this week, Thursday, September 18th. The vote that will decide whether Scotland remains a part of the United Kingdom or becomes an independent nation. So Scotland, this Thursday, will have its day in the sun. It's day before the world. The campaign for Scottish independence was a bore. No chance the Yes to Independence forces could rally enough support to win. So no one, especially not the British government, was paying attention. But the campaign exploded 1 week ago when a poll in the London Sunday Times showed the Yes side had pulled ahead for the first time. Shock set in across Britain. The United Kingdom no longer united, possibly. Great Britain not so great anymore. Britain would lose one-third of its landmass and 10% of its population. As news of the poll spread across the world, equity markets declined and the pound fell as investors tried to slash the risk of decline should the 300-year-old union come to an end. What would Scottish independence mean for Scotland, for Britain, and for the United States? Those are some of the important questions before us today. The Yes side in Scotland wants to leave Britain, but it wants to keep the British pound as its currency. The Yes side wants to remain in the European Union, so it would not be truly independent. Right now, Scotland has a rather onerous tax and regulation scheme, which it wants to keep. But somehow it wants to keep it without the subsidies from the British government and banking system. The Royal Bank of Scotland and Lloyds Banking have said they will move to England should the vote be yes. These banks were bailed out in the last crisis, and they want to keep access to British credit. But it's not just banking. Aerospace, defense, and others have threatened to leave as well. Scotland would continue to get the bulk of its laws from Brussels, that is, the European Union. And the Yes side wants an even greater effort at a high-tax social welfare system, just without the British bailouts to support it. The Scots seem to have a long-standing dislike for their rulers in England. Go back and watch Braveheart again to refresh your memory. The No to Independence side has taken a different approach, a rather heavy-handed approach, which essentially says, quote, Scotland can't survive outside the UK. There are other issues to be decided as well. The Scottish share of the British debt at about 8.5%. The British have threatened to cut the Scots off from the British pound. And Scotland says if so, Scotland will repudiate its share of the debt. The debt, 8.5%, amounts to about 163 million British pounds out of a total debt of 2.43 trillion. The debt is a problem in any event. Scottish portion of the debt depends on taxes from the North Sea oil fields. In Scottish waters, the revenue is a big question to be decided if the vote is yes. Most British oil is under Scottish waters. From Britain's standpoint, it stands to lose a lot. Investors in British debt have expressed their concern, especially in Asia. Suddenly, one of the most stable currencies and countries in the world is at risk. 130 business leaders sent a letter to Britain and to Scotland opposing the separation. The British debt is a big concern. Without some Scottish revenue, it's already a concern in any event. Britain would lose its only base for its four nuclear ballistic missile submarines. These subs would have no home, and one built in British waters would cost £10 billion, which the British government does not have, and it would take 10 years to build. There are 58 Poseidon intercontinental ballistic missiles on those subs, all the missiles on loan from the United States. Without the UK's four subs roaming the world's oceans, the United States would be the only nation in NATO with a nuclear deterrent capability. Britain's military would be damaged, unquestionably. Scotland has land, one-third of the land mass of the United Kingdom, but only 10% of its population. So Scotland is littered with British military bases. NATO would be just the United States and the rest of the world in NATO. The other 27 countries that make up the 28-country alliance could not fight their way out of a paper bag. But that would be okay with the Scottish Yes camp. It has run ads saying, quote, "Want to disarm a nuclear weapon? Vote yes on independence." They see themselves with a 0% defense budget and all revenue devoted to social welfare. Sounds like Greece to me, except Greece does not have North Sea oil and the Scotch whiskey industry. Greece and Scotland do have something in common, however. If Scotland keeps the pound, or if it switched to the euro, which the European Union is opposed to, by the way, it will be trapped like Greece with a foreign currency it cannot print, and therefore it will not be able to devalue or inflate to cheat its creditors and savers. No currency means no central bank. Finally, the Scottish people want to recover their heritage, their land, their character, that part of the earth that tells them who they are. This is a resistance reaction to globalization. People saying, we will not continue as part of your homogeneous mass. We want our own identity. It's hard for an American to not feel sympathy for that when we fought a war to gain our independence from the same people. So, vote yes for a decentralized government. Vote yes for independence. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.